Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Josie Depp. Batting third, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Pete Locock. Batting ninth, the second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zedeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zedeb. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from way then and he is safe. Powell steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from way then and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lacock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 0-for-1 in the game. Weyden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Brett reaches second base with a double. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGilbury juggles the ball. That's an error on McGilbury. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Washington moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 3 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zdeb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a pop-up towards the mound. McGilbury settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing center field. Willie Norwood now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Carew steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell catches it and throws to second with Washington covering, to double up Carew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.